Good afternoon. My name is Phoebe Hu, and I am from Tall Oaks Classical School in Newcastle, Delaware. And I would like to present my thesis titled, "The Secular Age Cuts Us Off from True Peace." Never had a man who soared so high fell so hard and low. Job, a man who was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil, was not only the wealthiest of all men, he was also blessed with many beautiful and godly children. Then he lost everything. With God's permission, Satan attacked Job and took away his wealth, children, and finally, health. But his sufferings do not stop there. He also had to endure the accusing of his friends. Can any man suffer more than Job? Can any man know more about pain and suffering than Job? Yet, in the midst of his sufferings, Job still retained a state of peace. And it is precisely through this peace that led him to bless the name of the Lord. What kind of peace is this? What kind of peace is this that led a man to bless the name of the Lord instead of cursing it in times of trials? This peace of Job is something that we are not familiar with in the secular age. I will argue that through three steps, the secular age has cut us off from the kind of true peace that Job enjoyed. This peace that Job enjoyed is a sacred peace, so sacred that St. Augustine had devoted chapters in his City of God to explain this term. To St. Augustine, peace is everything in its rightful place. For example, in classical understanding, health is obtained through the perfect balance of the four humors, the black bile, yellow bile, blood, and phlegm, which is pretty disgusting. Perhaps a better example of this, or the best example of this peace, as everything in its rightful place, is the presence of agape in the Trinity. As each of the Trinity empties himself to fill and glorify the others, the Father always pointing to the Son, "This is my Son, whom I love, listen to him." And the Son always pointing to the Spirit, and the Spirit ultimately leads us back to the Father. In this way, peace is ultimately created within the cosmos. On the other hand, St. Augustine also asserts that true peace is so true, so good, and so beautiful that it now requires us to seek the transcendental and heavenly realm of understanding. To be more precise, peace is no longer an object of knowledge. Peace is knowledge. Therefore, we do not define peace, but that peace defines us. This vision of true peace, where man finds his perfect relationship with his Creator, where a true love, agape, is realized, has been largely forgotten in the secular age. As actor Anthony Loughton, who adapted and performed The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis, noted, quote, "Those of us who are wretched invent our own reality. When truth seems too cruel or unbearable, we make up our own truth," unquote. And that is exactly what the secular age did to peace. I am going to argue that the secular age has cut us off from this kind of true peace that Job enjoyed, and in three steps. First of all, the secular age replaces peace and distracts us from peace by distracting us from contemplation. Second, it minimizes the cost of peace by downplaying and avoiding pain and suffering. Third, the secular age completely replaces peace with security. First of all, the modern age makes it impossible for us to embody peace by distracting us from contemplation. Andrew Louth, a theologian at the University of Durham, pointed out that originally, contemplation was only reserved for monks who chose to live in monasteries, essentially to live a life emptied of sinful distractions, so that they can focus all their mind and intellect on contemplating God and his creation. As one contemplates on God and his scriptures and the creation, his soul is ultimately awakened to the presence of God, from whom true peace is received. However, through the means of the social media, technology, and the entertainment industry, the secular age has made it virtually impossible for us to embody contemplation. As a result, the common modern man cannot sit through a Sunday sermon or a conference without checking his phone for any missed calls or text messages. I'm sure none of you are like that. How can we have contemplation and peace when we are surrounded by the unceasing noises of the televisions, cell phones, tablets, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube? In order to have peace, we must be able to have solitude, where we are emptied of our sinful distractions. Through contemplation, we're able to receive peace, because it is only in the quiet of our time can we hear God's still small voice. Second, the secular age cuts us off from true peace by downplaying and avoiding pain and suffering. John, a character in Brave New World by Huxley, famously uttered the line, "I want sin," recognizes this need for peace. He recognizes that in order for there to be true peace, the need for that peace must first be recognized. That need for true peace is most recognized, unfortunately, in times of pain and suffering. We have all had experiences when we clung most desperately unto God, when we are suffering the most. In fact, the most beautiful psalms and prayers in the Bible were not only written in times of victory, but also in times of persecution, outcast, and death. Going back to John's remark, if we never recognize that we are sinners and are in desperate need for a Savior who can grant us this true peace, how can we ever receive it? We need to realize that ugliness is there so that it could be redeemed. Sin is there so that it can be forgiven. Pain and suffering are there so that peace can be received through conquering them. Without pain and suffering, who needs peace? A prince does not get his bride until he has slain the dragon. Christ is the perfect example of this, as he is the Prince of Peace. It is only when he suffered on the cross and slain the dragon of death that the price of salvation is finally paid. Similarly, true peace cannot be received until we sincerely cry out like John, "We want sin." Third, the secular age cuts us off from true peace by replacing peace with security. After rejecting God as the sole giver of this true peace, the secularized man has no choice but to find other substitutes who fulfill this desire for peace. And one of the things they found was the quick and easy security. Instead of seeking to live a peaceful and virtuous life, the modern man now seeks to live a secured life, essentially a life with no risk. It is cleverly called social security for a reason. One of the ways the secular age promotes security is by advocating and encouraging materialism and consumerism. The media is constantly advertising products that promise a better body image, self-esteem, sex life, or a better life in general. In truth, none of these products would change anyone's life. But since true peace has been cut off by the secular age, the modern man has no choice but to accept security as a result. However, what the modern age does not realize is that consumerism and materialism do not produce security at all. In fact, they create even more dissatisfaction. Alexander Solzhenitsyn recognizes the problem with this pursuit of security instead of peace. In his Hartford commencement address, he argues, quote, "The constant desire to have still more things and a still better life imprints many Western faces with worry and even depression," unquote. The modern age tries to satisfy the infinite need for peace with a finite means of security. As a result, the modern man will never have enough. Through my three arguments, I have established the way the secular age cuts us off from true peace. However, some might argue that faith and peace and all that good stuff are still available in this modern age, now through the churches. However, what they do not realize is that modern churches have also been radically secularized. One can almost assert that the modern church actually serves as temples for the worship of the secularized teachings and principles. These secularized teachings and principles are the focus on the sovereign self, the system of church marketing, and a method of age segregation. Through these seemingly effective ways to attract believers, the modern church has ceased to be a place that encourages Christians to seek true peace, but instead becomes places that encourage Christians to demand instant gratification and results. What difference is there between the modern church and the modern age? With these methods and secularized teachings, how can one possibly expect true peace from the church? I once again assert that true peace is only found in a classical Christian conception of peace, which is not found in the modern church. On the other hand, others might argue that it is not reasonable to impose my Christian view and classical view on them. They might argue that they've already found peace and are completely satisfied with their own version of peace. To this, I would ask, how, if this peace that they have found is only for them, then how is this peace true? How can something that is only true for some and not others be universally true, good, and beautiful? To what standard are they measuring peace to? This is, again, the particular effect that are seen with ample evidences in the modern church, the focus on the sovereign self. Peace in this secularized context becomes a personal belief that can be defined however one wants to. Just follow your heart. When in fact, this is not true peace. Because of the transcendental value of peace, we are incapable of defining it. Instead, we are defined by it. Return with me now to Job. We have attributed his refusal to curse God's name in times of trials to the true peace that he has received. However, it is not until the last few chapters of Job that we finally got a glimpse at this true peace. This true peace is God. As God manifested himself in the storm and flung at Job almost 64 questions, the readers in Job finally realized that God had granted Job the ultimate peace, his presence. This is true peace. When answers are no longer needed, when we are satisfied with just the presence of the Lord, this is true peace. It is only through acknowledging the need for the transcendental one that true peace can flourish and live in us. It is only then that we can truly rest. Thank you.